enjoying the show? You can help others find it and enjoy it too by giving us a 5-star rating or review. If you feel like reaching out to us with a question or comment, you can send us an email at mywifetherd@gmail.com. And don't forget to visit our website at mywifethedietitian.com, as well as our social media pages. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Enjoy the show. It's Robin Sander from My Wife the Dietitian, and this is Nutrition Nuggets.
Hey, Rob.
Oh, hi, Sandra.
It's Nutrition Month.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, March is Nutrition Month.
Well, then.
It was Dietitian Day on March 9th this year. Well, I think every year is. And we get questions from people I have my whole career. What's the difference between a dietitian and nutritionist?
I bet. Yeah, there is some confusion. And, you know, it's even more confusing now because, you know, you look on social media and on the internet and everyone's giving nutrition advice. You know, you've got doctors, chiropractors, nutritionists, moms, teenage girls, social media influencers, celebrities, you know, fitness coaches, and, you know, it's really confusing. And we thought we'd just do this episode to just give you an idea of sort of the credentials of each of those, just so that when you're deciding who to listen to, you've got a little bit of information to make that decision.
Yeah, it's an interesting profession because we specialize in something that everyone does. Everyone eats. So it's tricky, and then everyone becomes an expert because they eat.
Yeah, and a lot of people think, like, they gauge, and we've mentioned this before, they gauge what they're doing by how their body looks or how much they weigh, and they think, oh, it worked for me because I lost 10 pounds or whatever. But like we've always said, you don't know what's happening inside your body, the long-term effects of some of the decisions you're making about your diet. So yeah, you might have lost 10 pounds, but it doesn't mean that it's a healthy choice. So it's good to get nutrition advice from someone who knows what they're talking about.
Yeah, well, we specialize in nutrition and food. So a registered dietitian is a regulated or a protected term. So you must be registered with the provincial regulatory body. And it's a protected title. So you can't call yourself a registered dietitian or a dietitian or an RD unless you are registered with the provincial regulatory body.
And that's something you have to do every year, right?
Yeah. 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 It's annual registration, including the jurisprudence exam and continuing education credits. So always keeping up with your practice and your information. And there's lots of different ways to do that through always growing in terms of your practice. So workshops, conferences, research, presentations, webinars, specialized training. And originally, you know, 4-year undergrad in sciences.
Mm-hmm. So, which is hard to get into.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's they don't take a lot of people. Unfortunately, they don't take a lot of people that, you know, it seems like there's a lack of dietitians, at least around where we live. And
well, there's only one university in British Columbia, the province that I practice in, and it's at UBC that actually you can become a dietitian by going there and you get into the nutrition stream. But me personally, we came from Ontario and did my undergrad at University of Western Ontario. And then Rob and I ventured out to BC. I got my internship at Vancouver Hospital and throughout the Lower Mainland is where I did my internship, which is an intense process, eh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Holy. 1 year of not seeing Sandra.
Yeah, it was 2-week rotations. The internship's grueling. It is not for the faint of heart. And it's really hard to get into an internship. Only half the students that finish their undergrad, they apply and only half get in. So there's really strict
criteria.
Yeah, exactly. And they don't pick everyone. It's 50%. So,
yeah. So, I mean, it's like a funnel of, you know, lots of people trying to get into the program and only a few sort of make it to the final.
That's right. And where we live, anyone can use the word nutritionist. Anyone can be a nutritionist and it's not a regulated term.
I'm a nutritionist.
So the nutritionist that is helping you or that you're talking to at the health food store or wherever someone says they're
at the gym.
yeah, if they say they're a nutritionist, they may or may not have education or qualifications because it's not a protected title. And the health benefits in our province cover dietitians, so the RD, and because they are the regulated nutrition professional, they generally don't cover nutritionists.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the other thing, is just look for the expert, look for the registered dietitian.
Yeah. There are some nutritionist programs, I think, but they're only a few months, and, you know, it's not the same level of education that a dietitian is going to have.
And they're not regulated, so they don't have to keep up with those credentials. There is no credentials. So, yeah, anyways,
it's good to decipher between the two, because I think a lot of people assume they're the same thing, and they're completely not even close.
Yeah, I have some doctor friends that tell me that they had about 10 hours of nutrition in their whole 5, 6, 7 year degree.
Doctors, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
MDs. And going through to become a doctor, it's not a big priority, the nutrition part, because it's kind of upstream, proactive prevention.
Yeah, it's interesting with doctors, because especially on the internet, there's so many different doctors, and a lot of the more popular kind of YouTube influencer kind of sites are doctors who are giving nutrition advice. Some of them are like chiropractors, and it's like, what? But they're using their title as a doctor because everyone thinks, oh, it's a doctor, they must know everything. But it's not necessarily the case. So it's just, be careful who you're getting your nutrition advice from. And even though there might be a doctor, it doesn't mean that they are giving you good advice.
Yeah. And I know that the doctors that I work with and refer to me, they realize the level of expertise that the dietitian, the registered dietitian, has. So that's why they refer out when their patients need help with nutrition.
Another thing I should mention too, or we should mention, and I know we've mentioned this before, is be careful of what they're trying to sell you. Because a lot of, especially on the internet, there's a lot of videos, and you listen, and their answer is to buy the product that they're pushing. So they've got a special pill or supplement or some drink that you take to, you know, they're always pushing something, or maybe it's just a book they're trying to sell. But if you kind of like read between the lines and read the small print and sort of see where they're going with their video, are they giving you information or are they trying to sell you something? Because if they're trying to sell you something, then there's an ulterior motive. They're not necessarily looking out for your health. They're just wanting what's in your wallet. So,
well, and there is a, you know, the ethical dilemma of someone who is your quote unquote doctor or healthcare professional who is also your pharmacist. So you can't really be both, because if you're saying you have this problem, oh, and I have a solution, here's this therapy or supplement or medication or cure, then that is an ethical issue, because a person who's prescribing should not be selling you the medicine.
Yeah, I agree. It's a bit of a conflict of interest. One other thing I should add is, when you're looking at research, or if someone is making a claim, a health claim, a nutrition claim about a certain study or certain research, it's always good to check into that research and check their sources. Because there's a lot of different ways that you can take data from a study and use it to sort of prove your point or to support your view or to sell your product or whatever. For example, let's say we have two groups. We're studying how red meat affects muscle growth. So group A, they eat red meat every day for a month. And the other group eats no red meat. They're vegetarian, we'll say. And at the end of the 30 days, group A, who's been eating the red meat, whoa, they've got all this new muscle growth. They've gained 10 pounds of muscle or whatever. Group B, no muscle gain at all. So the person who wants to take this information will say, hey, red meat improves muscle growth. So let's all eat lots of red meat. What they don't tell you in their story is that it also, you know, increased their cholesterol levels. It increased their blood pressure. It increased their risk of heart disease and increased their risk of colon cancer. You know, those are the things they don't tell you. So they're only giving you a small piece of the information. And so you're not getting the full picture, which is really important to understand the full picture if you're going to be purchasing their products or following their suggestions. Another thing to consider is how they use the data. For example, let's say we have another two groups and we're studying the effects of coffee and how jittery it makes you. So the results are 51% of people get jittery when they drink coffee. The headline, though, would read, majority of people get jittery when drinking coffee. And that's what we see. We don't get to see the data, the actual numbers, you know. And 51%, that's only a little bit more than 49%. You know, they're almost equal. But they make it seem like everybody gets jittery when they drink coffee, which isn't really accurate. So you got to be careful. And that's why it's so important to be able to look at the actual data itself. The other thing about research is, how big was the study? Were they following 8,000 people for 2 years and they get a really good idea of what's happening? Or were they following 12 people for 2 weeks? You know, there's a really big difference. And there could be a headline that says, you know, eating sugar is actually good for you, but it's only based on 5 people or 10 people or whatever. It's not based on a big sample of people. So that's a huge factor in determining how valid that information is. So those are some of the things you have to look at. When I say to read between the lines, read the fine print, those are the things you need to look into. Don't just take the information at face value. You really need to dig a little bit deeper, especially when they're kind of outrageous claims. Dig a little bit deeper, do your homework, look at what their sources are for that information. And ideally, if you can look at the study itself and look at all the information in that study, and you can sort of draw some of your own conclusions. So just a few tips there to how to do your own homework.
Yeah, exactly. So hopefully that answers the question, what's the difference between a dietitian and nutritionist?
Yeah, and like we said, just be careful of where you're sourcing your information. If you are looking for nutrition information, there's lots of different ideas out there, and not all of them are correct. So be careful who you're getting your information from. Make sure you do your homework, do your research, look, you know, at the small print, read between the lines, see if they're selling you something, you know, double check what you read with some other sites. Ideally check with someone who's a dietitian. Lots of dietitians online who are giving good nutrition advice. So yeah, just because it sounds amazing and people are like having quote unquote success with a certain diet, doesn't mean it's healthy. So yeah, do a little bit of digging and just keep yourself safe with your food choices. So that is it for this week. We will be back next week with a full episode. We'll be talking to Liz Weiss on Monday about the Blue Zone diets. Really interesting episode with Liz. She's a longtime media dietitian with a lot of really great information. So that's a great episode to listen to on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out our website, mywifethedietitian.com. We've got a great blog on there with all sorts of information. You can also sign up for our newsletter while you're there. That's something new we've been doing. There should be a sign up button on every page on our website. And it's just a little update every week on what we're doing, what's coming up, some neat downloadable odds and ends that we'll include every week, tip of the week, that sort of thing. So sign up for that. That's some good information. You can also find us on social media. We're on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. Feel free to leave us a comment on those sites. We love hearing what you guys have to say. We also like hearing some feedback. It helps us to know if we're on the right track. We want to be giving you the information that you want to hear. So feedback is helpful. And on that note, it's also helpful to rate and review the show too. if you can do that on whatever platform you're listening to the podcast, it's really helpful for us. It's really helpful for other people who want to find the show and they read your review and think, oh, that sounds like a good one. We're going to check that out. So if you can take the time to do that, that would be amazing.
And if you could share with one friend or coworker or colleague or parent or friend, family member, that would be awesome. We know that you're enjoying the show because you're taking the time to listen to us. So we really appreciate your valuable time. And if you want to share with others, that would be helpful.
There you go. All right. Well, happy Nutrition Month. We will talk to you all next week. Have a great week, everyone. Thanks for joining us today on My Wife the Dietitian. If you like what you heard, don't be shy. Leave us a comment or review and be sure to share our podcast with your friends. If you'd like to hear more, hit that subscribe button. You can also follow us on our social media pages for updates, episode trailers, and other odds and ends. For more info and links on what we discussed on today's episode, check the show notes. We'll be back next week with another informative and fun-filled episode. Thank you.